Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Avi Marani Marazi Sheyuchyu, Nishmas Maris Esther Vas Rib Shmuel. And we're going to be learning from the secret archives of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He had notebooks of Chedushei Torah and letters he'd written. So this is in Rishimas Choveres Kuf Ein Dalid. This was an answer written to Harav Chaim Zev Wolf HaKoin Rabinovitz from Horodok. And he wrote this Chanukah in the year Tuf Resh Pei Tes. So the Rebbe at this time, Lubavitcher Rebbe, was not yet the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And he was approximately 27 years old. But he knew Bavli, Yerushalmi, Rif, Rosh, and a lot more. So he writes as follows. Unfortunately, they have a perish to help. He writes very bekitzer. You write that you heard from the Chassidim yet of the Tzemach Tzedek. Wow. Shebeis shat Tzemach Tzedek Yisra upon him in Magoin. Rabbi Avraham Abba Pasviller of Vilna. Famous Gaon Rabbi Avraham Pasviller of Vilna. When they met, so Tireitz la Tzemach Tzedek ala Kushya Yidua. The Tzemach Tzedek answered the famous Kasha, why is Chanukah 8 days? The Nes was only for 7. Mawa Nes to Lelal of the Chanukah, the Kra Ne'eh, the Kra Ka'amar, Shemin Zayis. V'im Toymar, the Lel Nishtayir Klum, Lel Laila Ha'echad, Harei Zeh, Shemin Nes, V'lo Shemin Zayis. If nothing was left on the first, after the first night, it's not Shemin Zayis, it's Shemin Nes. And therefore you can't say that the whole thing was consumed on the first night, because then Vayter would be complete Shemen Nes. And therefore you have to say that after they lit on the first night, a little bit was left over. And that's the not Nes of the first night. And on the first night, some of it was left over, then it wasn't completely consumed. So even though there was enough for one night, but the lasted more than that. A little bit didn't, wasn't completely consumed. And that was the miracle. So the miracle was also on the first day, that all of it didn't burn. Ad kan l'shona. Okay. V'kol rosh al pi svore zu rei tzorich leimar d'lo nisvas leif mu'uma v'kamus Hashem v'meshach aches yamim. According to this svara, you have to say that nothing was added in the quantity of the oil for all 8 days. D'lo teima achi. If you say that something was added in the quantity of the oil, harei ha'noisav shemen nesu. Then what's added on will be Shemen Nes. Ve'en lahadlik bo. And you can't be madlik with Shemen Nes. And therefore you have to say that nothing was added but Kamus HaShemen. Ve'nishtana rak Echus HaShemen. And all that was added was the quality of the Shemen, and not the quantity. Ve'kol la'at la'at at kedei chelek ches mi'arogil. And each day, an eighth of it burned. This way it's not going to be Shemen Nes, it's not going to be new Shemen, it's just going to be the same old Shemen, it's just going to be of improved quality. Ivra, the Mishigal Sloshen HaShas, the Pashto Sloshen HaGemari is, the Loyabol HaHadlikim Echad Nasibon Nes V'dlikim Menesh Moini Yamim. It was only enough for one night. A Nes happened and they lit from it for 8 nights. So Belavachi, even without the Svara, that if the quantity of the Shemen would be added onto, then it would be Shemen Nes. Mashma Kain. It's Mashma in the Gemara that the Nes was in the Shemen, in the Pach. The Deliku Mimenu Me Oisoi Shemen. In other words, nothing was added onto it. The same oil burned for 8 days. After Shalom Redi Mimenu Koyala Pach, well, Hashem, no. Could be Mimenu's going on the Pach, on the jug. So again, what's Lashem in the Gemara? V'haybo Allahadlik Yom Echad Nase Boi Nes. What's boy? So bo could be in the pach, but it could also be in pashtus of the shemen itself, and therefore it's the same amount of shemen. And because there was no shemen added, the same shemen burned for all 8 days. It just had a higher quality. Aval im ladun yesh tshuve al svarazu. So we can argue with this that the Tzemach Tzedek said. Because Pashas listen to the question of Zayis, they should forish the Balahuras al Echus Hashemin, the Tzerach Lios Doime Lebomen Azaisin. And when it says Shemin Zayis, the Pasuk is telling us the quality of the Shemin. Where does it have to be? It has to be like Shemin that comes from Zaisin. What are the qualities of Shemin that comes from Zaisin? Tzil Tzlil Nahoyre Tfei, it has very clear light. Nimshach Achar Apsila, that's in Shabbos Chof Kimo Ralf, Nimshach Apsila Chof Dalet on the base, and Tozit Zibra Maschil, Reish Chof Kimo Lomar Alef, that it follows the wick. Meshiv Es Halimud, it helps your learning. Yafel Chochma, it's good for wisdom. Ubederech Agav, Bazeh, the fact that Shemin Zayis, Meshiv Es Halimud, the Yafel Chochma, we can explain the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara is looking for reasons why the B'nai Golil lo niskayim b'toras in the Yadim, because it was bothering the Gemara that since the B'nai Golil, they had a lot of Shemin Zayis Motza Etzlam B'yoyser, like we find in Sanhedrin 11b and Nazir 31b, so Mimela, they should have a lot of Chochma. So why don't they? So the Gemara gives various answers why they didn't learn properly. Shelo Kpidu Alasharim lo niskayim b'toras in the Yadim. They were makbid in the way they spoke. So there wasn't the Torah didn't last, but they were more didn't understand. It's so gevaldik that they have Shemin Zayis, so they should have Dafka Chachma. That was the Gemara's problem. Kolpanim, so if that's true, so Maishna Shemin Zayis, if it has the same qualities, in other words, there's certain qualities that Shemin Zayis has. Like we said before, that it follows the wick and it makes a clear light. So who says that Shemin Nais is no good? Maybe it all has to have the same qualities as Shemin Zayis. It has to be have the same characteristics as Shemin Zayis, and it's fine. Ube Menachas by Reb Zera Chitim. Reb Menachas, Reb Zera asks a shayla. Chitim sheyardu ba'avim, if you have wheat that came down in the clouds, the neis, the Tosfos says they came with a neis, can this be used for shtei alechem? It says, mimosh voseichem v'hum yusar. So if not for the yitur of the pasuk, there's no svara to be memayit the chitim of neis, because mitzad eichusam, they're like regular chitim. So therefore, the Rebbe's understanding that Tosfos is learning, that it says, mimosh voseichem, They're asking whether chitim of neis are okay, and the Gemara wants to be reminded from Moshe Vaseichem. It's only because you have Moshe Vaseichem; otherwise, chitim of neis would be fine. Rashi doesn't accept that lechora because Rashi has a different shot in the Gemara that it's not chitim of neis. According to Rashi, chitim of neis wouldn't fly in the first place. So in that Gemara, talking about chitim, there are good chitim in Chutz La'aretz also, but the pasuk says Moshe Vaseichem, and therefore maybe the Gemara says maybe Moshe Vaseichem is coming to exclude Chutz La'aretz, but avim is fine. If it comes from the clouds, is fine. No, or maybe Dafka needs to come from Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Vaseichem Eretz Yisrael, not avim. So is the kepeda that it shouldn't be from Chutz La'aretz or that it should be from Eretz Yisrael? But in our case, Shemin Zayis is needed to be Memayet Shar Shmanim, but we don't have an extra Pasuk, so therefore how do we know that it's Memayet Shemin Zayis? Maybe Shemin Zayis, it has the same qualities as Shemin Zayis. It's Beseder V'Gedolim Isu Matzanu, that a Bria of Nais is Nikra Isu Shem Shabo Nikra Adov Rativi, that they says that Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia, Rav Yasvi Kol Malsho Sederos Erosik in Kabbalah and Sefer Yitzira, and they built an egla tilta. Rashi says, "Meshubach kilu ayishlishi lebeten oshlish gadla." In other words, this egel is called an egel because it's like a third-born egel, or it's 3 years. It reached shlishanav. It reached a third of its years. So you see that it's called an egel, and Tosfos is already bothered by this. In other words, Tosa says it was created by an ace, so you can't call it an agla. Can't call it a third born calf because it's not a calf. So Rashi says a third of the size. Maybe it also means that it reached a third of its age. Does that help? Does that answer Tosis's kasha? I don't know. Akopanim. Tosus is bothered that you can't call it the third born calf because it was never in the Beten. What do you mean Shlishi the Beten? It was never in the Beten. So how can you call it an Egla Tilta? In other words, Tosus isn't bothered that you call it an Egla. Tosus is bothered that you call it an Egla Tilta. That you call it a third born, third of the Beten. Rashi writes Meshubach Ki'ilu Hayashlishi Labeten. So it's like it was third born. So Akapanim, you see from Rashi that you can call it as long as it has the qualities of an egla, of a calf, so you can call it a calf. So if you have an oil, Shemen Zayis, that has the quality of oil, so you can call it Shemen Zayis, you can call it Shemen Zayis, because it has the qualities of Shemen Zayis. We also find in Malachim Aleph, Yotes, Hey Vav, V'nei Zeh Malchim O'Gehavo, V'yom Elokum Echol, V'yabet V'nei Merashosav, Ugas Ritzafim, Mitzapichis Mayim. What is Ugas Ritzafim? Ugas Shenefta Alidei Ritzba Gecheles. It was an Uga that was baked with a coal, even though it's an Uga of Neis, but it's Doime, Be'echusa, Ugas Ritzafim. So in other words, it says that there was this cracker, this cookie, this piece of cake, whatever it is, that was baked with coals. But it really wasn't baked. This is all a nevuah. But you can still call it an Ugas Ritzafim. So again, let's say that this shemen is a shemen neis, but it has the quality of shemen zayis. As ma'abaya, in other words, the Tzemach Tzedek wanted to say that it can't be shemen neis. It has to be natural shemen. But his great-grandson, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the last one, is saying, Ma pitom, maybe as long as it has the qualities of Shemen Zayis, it's fine. Because Stam Shemen of the Pasuk is Shemen Zayis. So maybe the Zayis is coming, the Ma'ute, Shemen of Nais. But the truth is that Shemen Zayis is coming to be Mai Charshman. That it has to be Shemen Zayis and not other types of Shemen. And then the Rebbe goes into a whole discussion proving that there are other Shemanim as well. And there's Shemen Shumshemen, etc. So the Zayis is not coming to be Mai Shemen of Nais. So who says that? Who says that you can't use a Shemen of Nais? So with that, he leaves off the letter. And I'd like to go now to a shtickle from Rav and Sion Feldman. So this is like two different worlds. It's the world of Crown Heights, 770. And now we're going to Bnei Brak, a real Panovitcher, even Sion Feldman. So he's talking here about Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He's talking here about Parshas Vayera and Haftarah. It's my Haftarah, the Maisa, not mine, but I read it when I was bar mitzvah. V'atavo v'ategeid li shalokim v'yom elechim mechwi at shemen v'shalmi es neshech v'adu v'naich t'chi banosar. So Rashi and the Radak bring Divrei Chazal that that woman was Eishes Eliyahu Ovadia Hanavi, and when Izebel killed all the Nevi Hashem, Ovadia took 100 Nevi'im and he hid them in the cave, and he took care of them, gave them bread and water, and Yehoram ben Achav would lend them money, and with this he bought food for the Nevi'im, and he sustained them. And now after Ovadia passed away, the Noisha, the creditor, Yehoram ben Achav, is coming to collect his chov, and when there was nothing to pay, he took the two sons of Ovadia for Nevi'im, and then the woman comes and cries to Elisha, and a miracle is done, and the next gadol happens, and lots more shemen, hisraba hashemen, and after this nes is done, the Isha Elokim tells her to sell the oil, and with the money, she'll pay the chov, and with what's left over, she and her children can live. So that's the story in the Navi. The Radak brings from the Tosefta that explains in this pasuk, what was the din v'dvarim bein ha'isha le'isha Elokim? And he writes, u'v'tosefta v'kadisrachish le'ahu nisa amris le'el navi ad Hashem isa le'el asor mehay mishcha olo. When the nes was done, she said to the navi, do I have to take meiser off this shemen or not? And we'll just, I'm not going to read the Aramaic, I'll just tell you in English what it says. She will do a running translation. And the navi answered her that your husband sustained the Nevi'im with things that you don't need to take meiser off. So too, you don't have to take meiser off this shemen, since it is shemen of nes. It is miraculous shemen. You don't have to take meiser off miraculous shemen. And then she asked the Navi, what should I do? When the sons of Achav hear about this miracle, they're going to steal my shemen. And the Navi said to her, the one who closed the mouths of the Klavim in Mitzrayim, the one who's going in the future to close the mouths of the lions in with Daniel, is going to close the eyes of Bnei Achav, and they're not going to do any nezek to you. And the woman says thank you and prays, and she goes. So it would appear that we can explain the questions that she asked the Navi, that all her shailas were b'seder meduktek zeachar zeh. So after the nays, she comes to the Navi to hear what she's supposed to do now. And Elisha says to sell the shemen. In the Mishnah Maseches Demai, Perakei Mishnah Ches, it says, Ein adam rashei lemkor tevel al tzarech. You know how to sell tevel. The Rabbi Avadia writes, that rak l'tzarech, kasher nesarev chulim b'tevel, you're allowed to sell the tevel to a chaver so he can be metakein, in order to be metakein the peiros. And it's dafka to a chaver and not to an amaretz. To stamachir, you're not allowed to. First, you have to take off meiser. And then you can sell them. Again, unless there is a mixture of chulin b'tevel, so you can sell your friend tevel, so he can be metaka in his peiros. It's chulin and tevel. You don't want it to. You can't take off from there because there's already metukan peiros in there, so you don't know what you're taking out, the metukan or not metukan. So you sell the tevel, and with this he is metaka in his peiros. But stam kach you're not allowed to sell tevel. So the navi said to sell the shemen. And the woman says, should she take meiser? Because if you have to take off meiser, she's not allowed to sell it until she takes off meiser, like the Mishnah says in Demai. You're not allowed to sell stam tevel. And the Navi says, no, you don't have to. It's shemen of neis. The chi of meiser is chal only on gedulei karka, like it says in the Mishnah in Maseches Meiser. It's kalm v'meis kol shuach v'mishma gedul min hakarka chayiv b'meiser. But shemen neis isn't chayiv in meiser. It's not gedulei karka. So now the woman asks, "Ma'asem b'nei Achav v'Rishaim yigzlu li aser." What am I going to do if the sons of Achav, the Rishaim, if they steal my, if they steal the shemen? So it appeared that the question was that after the Navi Paskin, that she doesn't have to take Maaser from the Shemen since it's Shemen Neis, because originally, even though a miracle happened and there was more Shemen, you could... hide the Neis and not tell anybody, and the Bnei Achav will not hear from this and they won't be Choshesh. But after he tells her that not only is it Shemen Neis, but it's not even Chayv and Maisris, so when she sells the Shemen in the Shuk, she has to tell everybody that this Shemen, even though it looks like Shemen Zayis, B'taimo B'tivo, nevertheless, it's not Shemen Zayis, it's Shemen Neis. And there are a lot of nafkaminas, b'dinei HaShemen. If it's Shemen Zayis Amiti or not, says in the Mishnah Machshirin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, that the Mishnah enumerates the Shiva Mashkim that are considered Mashkin or Machshir Peres the Kabal Tumah. And Shemen Zayis is one of these Shiva Mashkin. And if so, if this Shemen that she sells is Shemen Zayis, so it's considered a Mashke, and it's Machshir Peres the Kabal Tumah. But if it's only Shemen Neis, then it's not considered a mashke, and it's not machshir peres lekabel tuma. Also, legabe din etil sedaim shetibula b'mashke. So shemen zayis, if it's dipped in shemen zayis, it would require an etil sedaim. And if it's shemen neis, like Ovadia Paskin now, so it doesn't require an etil sedaim. So we have an afkamina whether it's machshir peres lekabel tuma. Shemen Neis, no. Shemen Zayis, yes. We have an afkamina if you have to do an Atilas Yadayim, if you dip food in it and eat the food. So if it's Shemen Zayis, yes. Otherwise, no. And there's another nafkamina, legabe Issa Shenilosha B'mei Peris, that are not one of the Shiva Mashkim, is this Issa Chayiv and Chal, Adas HaRambam, Pnei Pasek HaTur. It's Chayiv and Chal, but the Rosh and other Rishonim argue and learn that it's Pater Michala, and the Shach writes that Lamaisa, since it's a Machlokas Rishonim, Yafrish below bracha, or if you have isa shelo horma, tianiach isa zushan iloshim may peris by the isa shalom rechalasa, and we mafrish chalif and isa shalom rechalasa, even on this that was in iloshim may peris. So shemen zayis is, if shemen zayis is one of the shiva mashkim, and male, if you knead the dough with shemen zayis, it's chayv and chala. So nafkamina is that if it's shemen zayis, it's mashke. And it's chayv and chal. If it's shemen neis, it's not considered a mashke, and therefore you get involved in the machlokas rishonim. The gabi isa sheni lo shemem peres, do you have to have freshes chal or not? And memela, if the woman sells the shemen, the stama b'tor shemen zayis, and she doesn't say it's shemen neis, she's going to be machshir people making bracha levatala when they're mafresh chala. Another mafkamina is the gabi the bracha. If it's shemen zayis, the bracha is bei priyates. If you drink the shemen b'tzura shena meziko. But if it's shemen neis, then the bracha is shahakol. And brain of fasho is not aids in main shalosh. Also, an afgamina linya kedima b'brachas, which is going to come first. Zayis comes before other minim, but not shemen neis. So we have all these nafgaminas lahalacha. So she's going to have to tell people that it's Shemen Neis and not Shemen Zayis. So now, in the meantime, she could have hid it. But now that she all these nafkaminas la'alacha, they're going to find people, and she's going to have to say that it's Shemen Neis, and then she's afraid they're going to steal from her. So then this time of the Navi said to her, don't worry about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatamte may know. He's going to close their eyes and their ears. They're not going to know. And the explanation is that it says Birchas Hashem Hitashir Vel Yosef Eitzav Hema. Chavetz Chaim explains that Mammon that comes to a person Mitzav Birchas Hashem, Hashem guards it, that it shouldn't get lost. Yivrecha Hashem V'yishmerecha Yivrecha B'mammon V'yishmerecha Min HaMezikin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to guard this Mammon, so you don't have to worry about it. And the woman gave Shevach v'hoidoya, so maybe she said Atova Meitiv. If you find a Mitzia and people are Nene, and B'nai Bayis are Nene, you make Atova Meitiv. So she has all this extra Shemen, and it's Bechinas Mitzia, and the Navi says, sell it and live with the rest of it. So She makes a Tova Meitiv. Okay, the Maisa, sweet friends, there is a lot more to say about this Shem and Meis. I did an Otzer HaChochma search for Shem and Meis because I wanted to be Osek in the Sugya and see what the Svarim say about it. So there are only 574 Svarim that discuss it. So that will really keep us busy. So I only used two of those Svarim. We saw the shtickel from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that who says on Chanukah you can't have Shem and Neis. And then we see this shtickel from Rav Ben Sion Feld and all these different nafkaminas between Shem and Neis and Shem and Zayas. So hopefully we will continue this fascinating discussion. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.